Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. We're going to share something with you that I think is one of the premier events of all of the Des Moines Metro. It is the Black and Gold Ball. It is put on by the ZKL Education Foundation, which is part of Alpha Phi Alpha. We're going to break all of that down with our guest, Del Marion. Del is a business consultant. He tells me he's been retired for 5 years. Funny, he doesn't look retired. You look like you've been busy, my friend.
I'm still a little busy. Yeah. I enjoy volunteering and doing a lot of other things, but certainly our foundation keeps me busy as well.
Yeah. This is really a unique event because I've been blessed to be able to go to this for the past several years and plan again to come on Saturday night. Tell us, what is the Black and Gold Ball and why does it exist?
Well, first of all, it exists to fund scholarships for the youth in the Des Moines marketplace, and so kids that are in high school and wanting to go to college, we provide funding to assist them to do that.
And this was all put together by Alpha Phi Alpha, which happens to be the oldest African American fraternity in the nation. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and how long you've been in?
I am a life member, and uh-huh. I've been in the fraternity going on 32 years.
You just don't look that old, Del. Come on. Don't do that to us. We are talking about the Black and Gold Ball. It happens this year at Prairie Meadows, a change of venue for you.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough that Prairie Meadows wanted to team up with us, and the committee decided that we should do something a little different, so we're going to be at Prairie Meadows this year.
Yeah, I think that's a nice opportunity to move out there. We're in West Des Moines for a number of years. When we talk about scholarships and some of the kids, one of the cool things that I noted was that these scholarships from the ZKL Foundation, Education Foundation, go to kids from all over, I mean from different backgrounds as well. My point is, Del, it's not. I was there one year when there were some kids from, was it Grinnell or Carroll, Iowa, received scholarship money. So this can be a really far-reaching effort.
Mike, you're absolutely correct. We really do try to focus in on Central Iowa, right here in Des Moines area, because there are a number of kids here that are certainly needy. But there have been years in the past that some kids outside of the area have applied, and we didn't get as many applications from here. But over the last 10 years or so, we've given out high six figures.
Yeah, I've been witness to all of those things. Mm-hmm. Now, can people still get tickets for this? I mean, the event is Saturday night. This is Wednesday that we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. It will be up on our podcast. We'll have links to get tickets, but I suspect people can still go?
Yeah, folks can still go to our website until Thursday. Thursday is going to be a cutoff time. Okay. And as you know, just like with scheduling and everything else, we need to have a head count.
Right.
And so Thursday will be that time. People can go to ZKL06.org.
Right. ZKL06.org. And we will have that link up on the radio blog so that you can follow that. You've been in Alpha Phi Alpha for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the draw for you personally, Del? What has been the important thing to be connected with such an august group as Alpha Phi Alpha?
Well, I got to tell you something, Mike, and thank you for asking that question. It's about the community service. It's about the things that we do in the community. It's about helping our youth. It's about bridging that gap and trying to develop future leaders. And that's something that I enjoy doing. It's about doing the work.
It is about doing the work, and I know many of the members of Alpha Phi Alpha, and they live the talk. In other words, it's very important that role models be established out there for so many of our youth, and that's what Alpha Phi Alpha does.
Well, you know, the thing is this. We know that there's a need out there, and so we just want to fulfill that need. There are a lot of folks that will maybe talk the talk, but we want to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the different things that we do in terms of, you know, go to college, go to high school program, we do a Project Alpha every year as well. We also work in terms of with the team up with March of Dimes. There are just a number of things that we do that we just thoroughly enjoy. And then even outside of that realm, I personally enjoy doing some things, too, that are kind of like solo in terms of going into the schools and things of that nature and trying to mentor and things like that. And so it just energizes me. And so work is important to me.
Well, I first learned about Alpha Phi Alpha through my friend Desmond Adams, who was a big proponent of all of the things that Alpha Phi Alpha does, and also our good friend Felix Gallagher. Who has been instrumental in so much of this as well. Both of those guys, good friends, and they were the ones that introduced me to the Black and Gold Banquet and the Black and Gold Ball years ago. And it's really been a pleasure seeing how so many people come together, and it's quite an event, by the way. I mean, don't go dressed halfway.
Well, you know, you're absolutely correct, and I'm glad you mentioned those two gentlemen because they were very instrumental in terms of teaming up with some of the corporate sponsors that we work with, whether it be John Deere, you know, Wells Fargo, you know, the principal. We've worked with a lot of folks, Perry Metals. A lot of folks have supported us through the years, and we truly appreciate them. We've even had Walmart, who has made donations to us. So we're very proud of all our sponsors that have worked with us.
And Del, this takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Something like this, because this is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not something that's a turnkey.
No.
You know, it's something that, you know, we all have to participate. We all have to go out and talk to people. We all have to go out into the schools and do the work. And so it's a year-round activity.
You're listening to the voice of Del Marion. Del says he's retired, but he just told me he came directly from the Capitol down here to the radio station to do this bit about ZKL Education Foundation and Alpha Phi Alpha and the Black and Gold Banquet. So I'm not so sure that you're fully retired, my friend.
I could agree with that.
Got to have something to do, right?
I could agree with that.
All right. So we will have links to the Black and Gold Ball for tickets that you can get through Thursday up on the podcast so that you'll be able to find out more about that. Prior to retiring, what was your business, Del?
Well, I've had numerous businesses that brought me here to Des Moines. I used to work for Frito-Lay, Kraft Foods. Worked for Waste Management. I even worked for PDI and Hy-Vee Foods. And I also worked for the Des Moines Register.
Where from originally?
Chicago.
Yeah? No kidding. So you and Desmond share that as well?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Thank you so much for making time to come down and talk to us about the Black and Gold Banquet, Black and Gold Ball that happens this Friday. And again, I don't want to lead anybody astray. They need to dress for this. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I would say that you certainly probably want to put on your Sunday best.
There you go. And comport yourself in that way as well. It is a fine time. I urge you to check this out and join us on Saturday night at Prairie Meadows for the Black and Gold Ball. Thanks so much, Del, for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to have to step aside, check out what happened today on Wall Street. We've got the markets for you. I can tell you that they went up. It was another good day, even with all the turmoil that we see going on in Washington. As we said earlier in the newscast, investors are going, what problems? Pour some more money into equities. That story next on the Business News Hour.
Someone new to talk to. Oh, yeah, all right. I'm feeling kind of lonely, too, if you don't mind.